Wausau. I am Taylor Powers, here with Ethan Miller, bringing you all things on the Wasatch Front. Today on the Wasatch Front, we're going to dedicate the episode to the veterans. We're going to have an episode all about things you can do this weekend on Saturday, November 11th, Veterans Day, and give you some of the history. Let's start there.
Yeah, as I was looking into it, the history of Veterans Day is actually really interesting. You know, it started out as a different holiday.
I did not know.
Veterans Day in the United States started out observing the World War I armistice.
Oh.
It started out as Armistice Day.
Wow.
Because the armistice between the Allies and Germany at the end of World War I, it took place at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of 1918.
Wow.
Which is, of course, November 11th.
Yeah.
And even though it was almost 100 years ago that they ceased hostilities on that moment, we celebrate that day today as Veterans Day. The holiday was renamed Veterans Day in 1954. So up to 1954, we celebrated as Armistice Day.
Wow. And so what triggered the change?
That's a good question. I imagine because we had a whole new crop of veterans out of World War II. So you look at that and you think, well, geez, because we would have wound up with more veterans out of World War II than we did out of World War I.
Right.
And so
they didn't want to give World War II vets their own holiday.
For convenience,
you
I don't know.
You guys can just share this day.
I don't know. Maybe we felt like we were kicking off a particularly combative period, and that it made no sense to award a holiday to every war.
Right.
But Armistice Day became Veterans Day, and a little note that Veterans Day is spelled with no apostrophe because it's for all veterans.
Veterans.
And so they don't put an apostrophe in there.
Okay.
So if you're ever curious about the spelling, you do often see it with the apostrophe.
Yeah.
You do often see
it.
The day celebrates all those who served in the military, in the United States Armed Forces.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's actually different than Memorial Day, where Veterans Day celebrates the service of all U.S. military veterans. Memorial Day specifically honors those who died while in military service.
All right.
So that's, there's a little bit of a distinction.
Yeah.
They're very closely related, obviously.
Right.
But that's the distinction.
We're still honoring those who have served.
That's right.
It's good to know the distinction.
So November 11th is a day for those veterans in your life. So you may know someone. You may have family who served in Vietnam or more recently in Iraq and Afghanistan. And you may even still have someone alive who served in World War II.
Yeah.
Veterans Day is their day.
Yes.
So Memorial Day is for those we lost in combat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can kind of pick and choose how you're going to celebrate Veterans Day. But obviously, it's most appropriate to choose activities that are going to bring honor to veterans.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You might support a veteran's cause. You might do something nice. Service projects are really common for Veterans Day. It is, as far as holidays go, you may or may not get the day off for Veterans Day.
You mean the following Monday or on Saturday itself?
Depending on where it falls. We all kind of take our cues from how the federal government does it,
right?
So depending on how it falls, you might get the day off on either Friday or Monday, just depending on where it kind of falls in the week. So usually if it falls more midweek, you'll get Friday off for Veterans Day. If it falls over a weekend, you might get Monday off.
Do we have Monday off?
I don't think so. I don't think – as far as I know, we've never got Veterans Day off. We often get Memorial Day.
Yeah.
But not Veterans Day.
Okay.
Well, you know what? We ought to take up that cause.
Yeah.
After all, doesn't it make sense to give veterans the day off on Veterans Day?
You know, our boss is going to be gone on Monday, so maybe we'll just follow suit.
If anyone asks, this is our story. We thought we had Veterans Day off. John wasn't here. We thought it was the day off.
Day off.
I'm really sorry. I had no idea.
Yeah.
And then
I just assumed.
Right. So we just apologize. But then that's an opportunity to say, by the way, we have veterans who work here.
Yeah. Why don't we have the day off? Honor those.
I feel like it's kind of inconsiderate to make a veteran work on Veterans Day.
Agreed.
Okay, so this is our plan.
Okay.
All right.
We're both in.
Okay. Let's
do it. You guys are our witnesses.
Let's do it. So it's a very, very cool holiday. So if you've got veterans in your life, make this a big, big day for them. When we come back to Your Utah, we have found if you want a kicking off point, if you want a place to start for finding some cool Veterans Day events and ideas, we've got a list for you actually published by the Utah Department of Veterans and Military Affairs. And Taylor's got a few that she's picked out as well. So we'll be right back. Veterans Day 2017. Veterans Day, same day every year.
Same day.
November 11th. Mm-hmm. Commemorating the World War I armistice, which took place on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month in 1918.
11-11-11.
So long ago. Can you believe that?
Yeah. It's wild.
Yeah, it's crazy because the modern, kind of this modern era for the United States is still kind of short.
Yeah, no, definitely. You definitely know? Is. But in our lifetime, it seems so long ago.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, all right. So let's get going here. Taylor, I found a list published by the Utah Department of Veterans and Military Affairs. If you go to veterans.utah.gov, you can find the same list. It is Veterans Day commemoration events for 2017. Now, this is not a comprehensive list of literally everything happening in the state mm-hmm. for Veterans Day. But what they've gone through is they've gone through and hit some of the major events at public institutions, okay? So, for example, they've got events at the different universities. Mm-hmm. UVU, Utah State, University of Utah, all of these public institutions are hosting Veterans Day events, commemorations. Mm-hmm. So those are all listed here, which is great, right?
Yeah.
Which is absolutely great.
So find out which one's closest to you, which one fits and what you're wanting to do for the weekend.
And find a cool flag ceremony. A lot of these are flag ceremonies,
yeah.
Which is, I think, a really cool way to kind of get into that spirit of Veterans Day. Mm-hmm. Also at UVU, they're doing a celebration and breakfast. Now, this is on November 10th, which is tomorrow.
It's a Friday breakfast.
It's 7 a.m. to 11 a.m., and it is at Center Stage, which is at UVU, I guess, and they're doing breakfast and a Veterans Day celebration. USU, similar thing, doing a Veterans Day ceremony tomorrow, which is cool to do on Friday because then you can kind of get students there that might not show up on,
right, on the
Saturday
weekends.
Morning. Yeah, mm-hmm. on Saturday morning. But there is a lot happening on November 11th, the actual day itself, including my old neighborhood, Veterans Day Pancake Breakfast,
oh.
which is on Main Street in Midvale on November 11th, Veterans Day itself.
Okay. Wait, where is that? You said on Main Street, but is
on
it
Main Street in Midvale. So it's like 75th South.
Just a breakfast out in the street?
Yeah, they close off the street and do a whole big pancake
cool.
breakfast.
Nice.
So, yeah, it's really awesome. And this is a kind of a cool opportunity to do some small town stuff.
Yeah.
It's
get out there, show your support for the community.
That's right. All the different cities and towns in the Salt Lake Valley have kind of all merged together.
Mm-hmm.
But it's times like this where you kind of have an opportunity to see their individual identities.
Yeah.
You know, Main Street's got their own pancake. Midvale's got their own pancake breakfast. And then Magna actually does a Veterans Day parade.
Oh, wow.
On Veterans Day in the morning at 11 a.m.
Nice.
Which, as far as I could tell, was the only major parade.
Parade, yeah.
So, really cool kind of small town stuff.
Yeah.
It's those opportunities to kind of get a small town community feel in the Salt Lake Valley, they're getting more rare. So,
yeah, yeah. It's just on these kind of holidays. You see these pop up around Memorial Day, too.
Yep. Exact same thing.
I found an event that I thought was pretty cool. It's out at the Sarah Center for the Arts, and it's a celebration of veterans. And it is going to be an entire day-long event. They're going to have live music, entertainment, patriotic event. They're going to have some keynote speakers. There's going to be a ton of stuff and lots of things to do for families or individuals. There's going to be groups from the Senior Center and Assisted Living Center. And the Orem Heritage Museum is also going to be open for free tours after the event. And the museum actually features a whole room filled with a lot of military and veteran displays. So it's going to be an event definitely worth going to and checking out and learning a lot about the history and meeting people and getting to just hear about in-depth experiences.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like there's going to be a lot to do mm-hmm. for this Veterans Day.
Yeah, definitely.
But that's a good distinction, though, to remember. So here are points that I'm going to remember for this.
Yes.
11-11-11. Uh-huh. Always on the 11th day of the 11th month. And it's different from Memorial Day, which is something that actually took me a while to kind of get, the difference between Veterans Day and Memorial Day.
Yeah, yeah.
So go find a veteran,
Memorial,
man.
Versus just find, recognizing the vets.
That's right. Go find a veteran and make it a good one.
Buy a vet breakfast.
Why not, right?
Yeah.
Pancakes for everyone.
All right. Well, thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode. We also hope you get out there and support and honor the vets in whichever way you choose, whether it's on one of these events that we listed or something else that you find in your own way. Thanks so much and enjoy your Utah.